From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, January 12th. Coming up, about 10,000 workers across more than a dozen Illinois hospitals run by OSF Healthcare have received the first dose of the coronavirus vaccine. We'll hear from an OSF official about their progress in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. An Illinois House Democrat who stunned her colleagues when she said she couldn't vote for House Speaker Mike Madigan to serve another term as Speaker says Madigan's suspension of his Speaker campaign is not leadership. After coming up 9 votes short in a first-round vote Sunday night, Madigan suspended his campaign yesterday but did not withdraw. House Democrat Kathy Willis of Addison withdrew her own name from the running and says that's what Madigan should do.
No, I think leadership is to make a decision, and that's why I did what I did, putting my support behind Representative Williams. I think that was for the good of the caucus to be able to do that. And I would love to see a woman in that chair. That's one of the reasons I ran.
Willis is referring to Chicago Democrat Ann Williams, who won 18 votes from her colleagues in that first-round vote. Madigan won 51. The winner needs 60. The House Black Caucus threw its support for Speaker behind Representative Emmanuel Chris Welch late last night. Governor J.B. Pritzker reiterated his plans to loosen COVID restrictions in some areas of the state on Friday. Mary Hansen has more.
Pritzker cited falling positivity rates and fewer people in hospitals with COVID now than in the fall as reasons for now allowing some regions to open up more businesses. But he's still cautious.
That said, our success is relative and it's precious. We still have more than twice as many COVID patients in the hospital statewide than we did in the summer.
Three regions of Illinois, including West Central Illinois and Will and Kankakee counties, already meet the COVID-19 metrics to move to lower tiers of restrictions, and several more are on the path. The loosened rules would allow for more people in stores, gyms, and salons, and could open up museums and casinos. Indoor dining would still be banned. I'm Mary Hansen.
An education reform bill would force schools to test children even before they enter kindergarten. The Illinois Legislative Black Caucus spearheaded the measure that passed both chambers on a party-line vote. Senate Majority Leader Kimberly Lightford is a chief sponsor. Lightford says the measure will require schools to assess and identify the needs of students starting kindergarten.
Once it's identified what those needs are, there needs to be early intervention services that are available to those small children so that once they arrive in kindergarten, they're assessed and then they have the support.
Schools would test incoming kindergartners on literacy, language, math, and social and emotional development. Among other provisions, the bill would require the State Board of Education to create standards for teaching computer science. The bill now goes to Governor J.B. Pritzker. Public health officials reported more than 4,700 new COVID-19 cases in Illinois yesterday, along with 53 new deaths. More than 17,600 people in Illinois have died from the virus. The 7-day case positivity rate is at 7.6%. That's down from 8.6% at this time last week. Champaign County reported 148 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. The county's dealing with more than 850 active cases, about 200 more than at the start of the month. About 4% of Champaign County residents age 16 and over, or nearly 7,000 people, have received one dose of the vaccine. 0.3%, or just under 500 people, have received both doses. Carle Hospital in Urbana, which serves several counties, has 13 patients with COVID-19 in the ICU among 75 people hospitalized, up from a recent low of 47 hospitalizations 2 weeks ago. Public health officials attribute the rise to holiday gatherings. Still to come, supply chain issues and logistical challenges are causing the rollout of the coronavirus vaccine in Illinois to move slower than expected. We'll hear from an OSF official on the reasons why. That's next on 217 Today.
The COVID-19 pandemic has disrupted our educational systems with long-lasting consequences. I'm Lee Gaines, education reporter for Illinois Newsroom. I'm diving deep into the issues that matter to students, teachers, and families, shining a light on problems and looking for solutions. Hear what I uncover next on AM 580 and FM 90.9, or look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. About 10,000 workers across more than a dozen Illinois hospitals run by OSF Healthcare have received the first dose of the coronavirus vaccine. Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman checked in with OSF's Vice President of Pharmacy, Sandy Salverson, to learn how hospital systems are now working to get the vaccine to the broader public.
In some places, we're going to the health department location because that might be a civic center, it might be a community center, and assisting with the vaccination process. And then the state is responsible for, accounting for the doses and managing the doses. And others, we're still trying to figure out what that's going to look like. It's complicated. And, you want to make sure that you can be the best steward of the doses that we get because they're not easy to come by. There's still sluggishness within the supply chain, both from Pfizer and Moderna. You just got to keep working through the process.
I understand from the Champaign-Urbana Public Health Department, they're saying that the doses they get, they're getting them out as quickly as they can. So the limiting factor, at least in Champaign County area, is the number of doses they're actually receiving from the federal government. What other factors are keeping this rollout from happening more quickly?
So there's a couple of factors. One is, the CDC or the federal government definitely decides how many doses each state gets. And then there has to be a division of doses within each community. One of the things that Illinois chose to do with the Pfizer vaccine in particular, because of the way it comes, it's only 975 dose increments. They chose to ship to all the different jurisdictions for the most part, thawed so that they could separate that out and get to a reasonable quantity that's going to meet the community's needs, albeit that, we might have received vaccine that's about 2% of our population. I mean, it's really low. And that's not much different than many of the other states. So the goal really is to get as much vaccine administered without wasting. And that's something I'm really proud OSF Healthcare has really accomplished. We have very minimal waste. I mean, we're finding arms, for the doses that we get, or we've coordinated with the various health departments in our communities to see if we can transfer it to be able to use the vaccine. And all of that requires a lot of coordination.
I wonder if you could address something that I feel like might be on people's minds. Once the vaccine is open to someone 65 and older, even within that age group, there are probably some people who need it more than others if they have certain health conditions or other risk factors, or if they're more a frontline worker versus someone who works from home. I'm curious if you could share your thoughts on how you would advise people to make the decision of when I am eligible for the vaccine. Should I rush to get it or should I let other people go first?
Sure. I liken that to the conversation I have with my parents. So my mom and dad are very different in terms of their overall health. One of them has more health conditions. And I really encourage them, you've got to be closer to quote unquote first in line. And she may not be first in line. Whereas that if they had to choose between the two of them, I would tell them to choose one over the other. It's one thing to do that in your immediate family group. It becomes a lot harder when you're talking about a neighborhood or a county. And so I think just sharing the facts, explaining the process as best as we can, as we continue to learn more about, how many doses that we can get will help, but it's probably not going to be perfect. And it's trying to answer all the questions as timely as we can. I do still refer a lot of people to the Illinois Department of Public Health FAQs because those are really useful and they put some context. There's not clear timelines, but it definitely helps people understand what's going on.
Find a link to the state's public health vaccine FAQ at our website, illinoisnewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard, he says we'll see our first sunny day since late December with mostly sunny skies and a high of 40 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Mary Hansen, Christine Hatfield, and Christine Herman. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.